The Colindale Gazette is the new podcast from Brian and Roger's Dan Skinner.
If you've got a story for the Colindale Gazette, leave a message, and if we like what we hear, we'll get back to you.
I wonder if any of your readers would be interested in this. It's quite personal. I've never told anyone this, but I've never had much luck in life.
So search for The Colindale Gazette wherever you get your podcasts. You won't regret, you might regret it.
Cheese and Pickle.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
The following podcast is a member of the Great Big Owl family.
Brian and Roger by Dan Skinner and Harry Peacock.
Morning, Rog. It's Brian. I have my morning coffee in a Costa's down the road, and I chat to this bloke normally about cricket and stuff, but it turns out that he works for Elon Musk. I don't know if you've heard of Elon Musk, but he's in the sort of space age technological movement, and this chap is really interesting. He's been freezing chinchillas and mice to see if they'll survive, and then bringing them back to life. Anyway, he's developing it a bit further now, and doing all sorts of really interesting experiments. And he's looking for sort of men between the ages of 35 and 55, just to go through a sort of basically the space program, and do a few sort of experiments along the way with slowing heart rate down and things like that. Unfortunately, I can't bloody do it because I've got a lot on my plate with the Silk Road stuff, but I wondered if you might fancy it. Thanks, mate. Yeah. So just give me a call. It starts in about 2 weeks' time, and it's a course in Bath at the Space Centre here. All right, mate. Cheers. Bye. Hi, Raj. It's Brian. A small amendment. It's not actually in Bath. It's in Leicester. Well, it's not actually in Leicester. It's just outside of Leicester, but... if you're interested. All right, mate. Bye.
Hi, Rog. It's Brian. I'm in Bradford-on-Avon. I'm staying with my cousin for a bit. Ophelia's had a pretty rough few days. She was involved in a shooting in Peckham, and she thinks she was caught on CCTV, so she needs to lie low. So I said, look, we can hole up at my cousin's place in Bradford-on-Avon. So she's staying here. I took her to Cheddar Gorge today. She wasn't that fast, but the good news is she's not charging, so we're going at it like hammer and tongs. She brought the harness, and there's a barn at my cousin's place, so we've got loads of room. I was just checking in, mate. I've had another call from my pal about this space, you know, the space program thing. It's all completely legit. It's in a warehouse that's been made into a laboratory just outside of Leicester. And they're just doing, you know, what they were doing with the chinchillas and the mice. It's sort of opiates and that kind of thing to slow the heart rate down. But it's, look, it sounds like a lot of fun. But I do need to get your name on this list. So just give me a call. All right, mate. All the best. Bye.
Hello, Brian. It's Roger here. Good morning. Yes, sorry, I haven't been in touch a little sooner about the about this. We had a little bit of a scare with Anne the other day out of the blue. She had family relatives show up at the house, just asking about her will, and it's a quite front foot questions about, you know, asking if all her paperwork was in order and what have you. I asked her who they were, and she was sort of not reluctant to tell me, but she wasn't, I'm not sure that she knew who they were. And then they stayed for a couple of nights, and so I had to go and make alternative arrangements. I actually went to the park. It was sunny, so it didn't anyway, so it's been a bit, yes, it's just been, anyway, but this sounds excellent. I mean, I don't know if I've ever told you, but I'm very much into space, and I believe that we're not alone, and there are aliens, and yes, and I presume that this chap is doing these experiments to slow down the heart rate and so that we can go into some sort of cryogenic freezing and be shot into space, which is something that I've always wanted to do. So I would be interested in signing on for this. Yes, I would. Okay. Speak soon, mate. Bye-bye.
Hi, morning, Ron. It's Brian. Sorry to hear about Anne. That sounds a bit shifty, mate. All those relatives, they're probably sort of distant cousins or something, just trying to, you know, come in at the end game, so to speak, with Anne. So I don't know if she's got the right legal protection, but to be honest, mate, you've been with her for a few years now, and I feel very strongly that you should have some involvement with that will. You've put the time in, you know, so don't feel bad about inquiring about that, whether you have or not, you know, but I think that's very justified. Anyway, look, really pleased you're into space and all that, and that's great. So it's Victoria Station tomorrow morning, and he's going to group round up all the space program hopefuls. Okay, mate. Good luck. I'm up early this morning. Ophelia's still asleep. We had a late one. I'm trying to think what to do with the day. I'm thinking National Trust. Okay, mate. Have a good one. Bye.
Hello, Brian. Roger here. Yes, this is I think this is the mistake that her relatives, Anne's relatives, have made. I think they think that I'm like in a relationship with her. And I mean, you know, I don't have to remind you that she's 82 years old. And I'm, you know, I'm having to say that I'm not in a relationship with her. And then they ask Anne, I'm not sure what she's saying. I don't know if she's confirming my story or what she's doing. Apart from anything else, I'm not sure that Anne has any money or assets. So I'm not sure what the bun fight seems to be about. I'm not trying to tread on anyone's toes. I'm just staying on her sofa. Well, I'm not at the moment. I'm in the park, hoping to get back onto her sofa just as soon as these relatives disappear. I mean, I don't know where they've come from. They won't talk to me. Anyway, yes, I'll be heading off to Leicester. It's come at a good time because obviously I've got nowhere to stay at the moment. So this is a good time until all this stuff with Anne blows over. I'll do this space thing. Well, they'll pick me up, will they? Because getting to Leicester under my own steam at the moment is a little out of the question because I'm not due a benefits check for a little while yet. Anyway, hello, Brian. Roger here. Sorry about that. Got cut off. Anyway, I was going to say, it'd be lovely to meet Ophelia one day. She sounds absolutely brilliant. So, let's speak soon and arrange something. Okay, mate. Bye-bye.
Hi, Rog. It's Brian. Yeah, no, it's Victoria Station tomorrow morning, and a chap will have a placard saying, Erterick, Christ, I've forgotten. Anyway, it will be a placard, and you'll see a group of sort of probably predominantly Romanians, but Ertica, Project Ertica. He'll have a placard, then I'll get you on a bus and get you out to Leicester. Yeah, we're going to Lecoq Village. It's a National Trust. Whole village is National Trust. Trying to, you know, get Ophelia to wind down a bit. I think it was quite stressful what she saw. I don't think she was involved in it. She said that it was a friend, you know, who had the gun. But, yeah, she seems a bit shaky, but she'd be fine, I'm sure. Anyway, I hope it all clears up with Anne and all that. And, yeah, it sounds like good timing to be away for a week or so. Okay, mate, I hope that's all right, and give me a ring, you know, when you're all settled in Leicester. Okay, bye.
Hello, Brian. It's Roger here.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Don't be alarmed. I'm okay. I met up with everybody at Victoria Station to get on the bus, and just sort of, you know, milling around. There was a lot of us. I sort of tried to introduce myself, but. I mean, many of them don't speak English. There's a lot of Eastern Europeans, and I was trying to say hello, but it's quite a lot of pidgin English, and, you know, just sort of trying to make ourselves understood. So, anyway, we got on the bus, the coach, and made our way to Leicester. There's a lot of Polish sausage being eaten, that sort of thing. And then, unfortunately, the bus broke down just outside, which is very, very near to Coventry, I think. And we had to get off the bus. And I think the people from the local area didn't take kindly to hearing the accents. And they started shouting, "Go home," and
Brexit this and Brexit that, and then started throwing things. And I felt very, very sorry for these people. It really made me, you know, see them, what they have to go through, etc. And then somebody hit me with a tomato. They'd sort of thrown it in the crowd. I sort of found myself just shouting back, you know, no, no, I'm from Epsom. You know, I'm from Epsom. But it didn't seem to be make any difference. I just kept throwing things, and I think I was probably just guilty by association. Anyway, so I'm just... we're back on the bus now, and we're heading. They got it working. It was, I'm not sure. I don't know what was wrong. I didn't ask. When I approached the driver, he just told me to go away. So we're back on the bus, and just feeling a little anxious. So it's hard for me to share that with anybody else here, because they don't, you know, understand what I'm. So, I mean, they get the idea, but they don't really understand what I'm saying. Anyway, okay, I just thought I'd let you know. I'll just I'm not sure about this, mate. Okay, all right, bye-bye.
Hi, Roger, it's Brian. It's very interesting that it's a lot of Eastern Europeans, and that would obviously be because the space station is Russian, predominantly. And I know this because... I'm sure you know Tim Peak, he is actually going to come to the facility to give a talk, and so I'm sure that must have been confusing that they were all speaking Eastern European, but it's because they're predominantly Russian speaking cosmonaut trainees. I'm sorry you got a tomato thrown in your face, and you know it's very annoying, all the whole Brexit thing. You know, it's that vast majority of them are you know, leavers. It makes people like me, who voted leave for very good reasons, look like an arsehole, which is a pain. But don't worry, and please don't give up hope, because you know, Tim Peake's coming. All right, cheers, mate. Bye. Hi, Roger. It's Brian. Sorry, just another thing. I just wanted to say that don't be surprised if there is some menial task involved, like fruit picking and you know, sort of. Working the land a bit, because I think what they're wanting to do is just to see your ability for graft, basically, to put the hours in, and they may possibly time that, which I think is all leading up to, you know, whittling down who they might consider for these tests, and I'm sure you'll make it through to that round, and you know, that will be all the deep freeze stuff and the opiates and the slowing down of the heart and all that. But yeah, Ophelia's headed back, so it's a bit quieter now. It was a pretty torrid few days in the end, but you know, really exciting that the that Major Tim Peake's gonna come and speak. Yeah, all right, mate, cheers, bye.
Hello, Brian. It's Roger here. Sorry I haven't been in touch for a couple of days. I'll be honest with you, mate, I'm absolutely knackered. I know sort of gearing up for anything to do with space is quite, you know, grueling. They haven't actually told us what we're required for, really. They've just been... sort of experimenting on us by night, sort of some sleep deprivation trials and some sort of medication trials as well, and then by day we're out in the field picking fruit. Today I'm working at one of those American car washes. Well, ironically, there's no Americans here at all. It's just me and some
people from Belarus and Poland. I mean, we've got not much to say to each other, obviously, because, you know, I don't really speak their language. And there's been no mention of when Tim Peake might address us. And, you know, I understand they're sort of keeping us in the dark at the moment and testing our mettle, like you say. But, I mean, it is hard work, I must admit. But I'll let you know how we get on. Okay, mate. Bye-bye.
Hi, Rog. It's Brian. How riveting. how riveting that, you know, to think that Buzz Aldrin and Major Tim Peake and all the, you know, great cosmonauts throughout history, this is their sort of burgeoning testing ground that they, you know, they're kept in warehouses and have to pick fruit in the day. It seems like a very, you know, interesting route in, but I suppose it's just to sort of test one's endurance and how one copes under pressure, you know, it because, you know, you can't panic when you're up there. Riveting. Yeah, Tim Peake is coming. I think he's, at the moment, he's actually in California. But he is coming over. And, of course, he can speak Russian. So he might do some of it in Russian and some of it in English. I don't know. But yeah, just hang in there. And I hope all the medication and stuff isn't too, you know, affecting your ability to function in the day. And yeah, how exciting. Okay, mate. Cheers. Bye.
Hello, Brian. It's Roger here. God, it's been quite an interesting day today. Hard at work in the day. They had me cleaning some, deep cleaning some industrial farm equipment, which was tough because it was just clogged up with, you know, years of dirt and grime, and I had to steam clean that, just rub my fingers to the bone virtually. But then we were told that Major Tim Peake was coming this evening, and obviously, you know, I was very excited about that because you know how much I admire him. You know, just his attitude, really, sense of purpose, and positive outlook, and the idea that that man has been on the International Space Station is just, you know, it's a sort of mind-blowing concept, really. Anyway, they said he was coming, so we were herded into a warehouse, not the one that we usually sleep in, a sort of slightly larger one, but we were told to stand right at the back of it, and at the other end of it there was a sort of trestle table. And they dimmed the lights very, very low, and up on the wall they had put a sort of banner that said Major Tim Peake, but it was spelt P-E-E-K, spelt his name wrong. And he was introduced in Russian, and in he came. I thought, oh, Christ, he's here. But I mean, I don't know. I mean, I wouldn't say he was, you know, obese, but he certainly looked like he put a lot of weight on. But I was so far back, I couldn't really tell. And he was wearing like a sort of big leather jacket, and I thought he had ginger hair, but this guy had very much sort of dark hair, and a lot of it wasn't, he did a lot of it, his hair was missing as well, and quite jowly, and he spoke in Russian. He didn't speak any English at all to us, maybe because of the crowd, I don't know. So I couldn't actually understand a word he was saying, and I'm sure it was very motivating and what have you. But I don't know. I don't know what he was saying. And I could have done with his motivation, because later on that evening, we were frozen and sort of died for 30 seconds or so, and then brought back to life. And we wait to see what the repercussions of that will be. I don't... Anyway, I hope you're doing okay, mate. Bye-bye.
Hi, Roger. It's Brian. I'm just checking in because I haven't heard from you for about a week now. And, you know, I normally hear from you every few days. I just, you know, it's great that you met Major Tim Peake. I think it's incredible he hasn't been knighted, really. I'm sure he will be eventually. You know, I'm glad you defrosted successfully and that wasn't too much of a thing. Yeah. All right, mate. Speak soon. I'm sure everything's fine. All right, bye.
Hello, Brian. It's Roger here. Some unfortunate news, actually. Last night after Major Tim Peake, or whoever he was, gave his speech, we were raided by the, I don't know, immigration border force. I don't know what they were. Anyway, they herded us all out into the back of a truck, you know, and again, once again, I'm saying I'm from Epsom, you know, and so because of that, they pulled me to one side and just assumed I was some sort of, you know, ringleader, that I was to blame for this. Now I said no, I live here, I've got nothing to do with this. You can check, you can ring. I put an address, phone number. I gave them Anne's number to ring, and of course Anne's relatives are there who are currently in dispute with me because they think I've got some claim on her will, which I don't have, and they said I don't live there. They said I've been caught in a lie. So I don't know if you could get in touch with someone at Leicester Immigration Centre and just sort of tell them who I am and confirm my address, because I don't have any credit cards on me or anything, mate. And we can get all this sorted out and I can go home, because it's a bit of a it's a bit of a mess. I feel sorry for these people. I do, you know. I voted to remain, as you know, and I'm glad I did. It doesn't help them, though. Anyway, mate, hope you're well. Yes. Okay, bye.
Written by and starring Dan Skinner and Harry Peacock. Produced by Joel Morris. This podcast is a member of the Great Big Owl family.
GreatBigOwl.com